Albert, yesterday you said that you felt you were one of the guys that needed to step up in this game, a goal and an assist. What was working for you tonight specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play at New England. I got some rest, so yeah, I had to step up this game, you know. And after the first goal we give up easily again, it became a little bit harder. But I guess the spirit, the team spirit today, and the attitude and the hard work paid off for us, you know. So I'm glad we broke that four-run game without a win and finally got a win.
Something about the snow with you, though. Two goals
yeah,
with you. Two goals in the snow.
Yeah, I mean, we won two home games this year, and they were both in a kind of crazy weather, I would say, you know. But yeah, it is what it is, you know. I'm glad we got the 3 points. I could help the team with the goal and assist. That's always great, but the most important are the 3 points.
Did your calf act up there at the end? Is that what you signaled
yeah,
to come off?
Yeah, my calf, my hammy, you know, I felt a bit tight everywhere, but it's nothing major.
Nick, question for you. You set the saves record tonight. How much nicer is it to do that when you win the game and you can talk about the win and not just a record?
Yeah, again, Albert said it, 3 points is most important. Play as long as I've been playing, those records are going to come. It's special to me, but the 3 points is the most important right now. You know, we've been fighting and wanting this win. The last four games have been rough for us. We've been putting in the work, so the work showed today. Even though we went down 1-0, I think you saw the pride and that we took. And we got to take that confidence into Seattle and not worry about that goal, like Albert said, but focus on Seattle and get another win.
How important was it for a mentality standpoint to get that goal before halftime to come in and know you were back on level terms?
It was huge. It was huge for us. You know, whenever you go into halftime, the focus is if you're down, up, or tied. And if we would have went in at halftime down, we would have been talking about how bad we're doing. But to get that goal back, we're right back in it. We knew the second half we're going to come out with a lot of fight, and we surely did. I'm happy Albert got one back for us.
Albert, what kind of influence does Nick and Kyle bring on the field? They've been gone. You know, they've missed the last few games. What does having them on the field do for the team?
I mean, they played the game for such a long time. You know, they are smart and they know when to speed the game up and when to slow the game down. You know, right at the end. You know, Nick being clever and not rushing to get the ball back in the play, because that's what teams do. When they come here and they get that lead, they start to waste time after 10 minutes, you know, so we got to be smart and do the same stuff.
This is a question for both of you guys. What's impressed you about Jefferson's ability to get right into the thick of things in a week?
He just goes. He doesn't think about anything. He's confident in himself. He's a player that I think right away all the guys around him got confidence in him, want to give him the ball. Second half, it was... that was one of the things that we said when we huddled up, was to get him the ball and let him go at these players. And I thought he was clever today. I thought he was great. I thought he put their backs into trouble situations. And it gives us another attacking option going forward that these teams have to think about.
Yeah, I would add on to that he's a different player than what we've got. He's different than I am, or than Joel is, or than any other our attacking player. So I guess it's good to have, you know, a little bit of combination, and he did very well for his first game.
Question for you, Nick. They bring on Villa and Harrison there in the second half. What did you like about the way your back line dealt with those two? They didn't really seem to do too much.
Yeah, I thought, we were tight. We were organized and we were communicating out there. Mike stressed a lot, during the week of keeping our center backs tight together inside the goal. Not getting them, spread out and having to chase in the corners and keeping our two center defenders in tight. And I thought both those center defenders did well staying connected in the passing lanes and getting anything that was thrown at them.